On a related note, President Trump is publicly leaning towards support for gun control measures that could put him at odds with the National Rifle Association. At a White House listening session with survivors from last week's mass shooting at a Florida high school, Mr. Trump vowed to be an agent of change and said he'd be looking at age restrictions on gun purchases, something opposed by the NRA. Well, now what? We're joined by Jonathan Easley, national political reporter at The Hill. Jonathan, explain.
The president, after he met with survivor students and some of the families of the victims from the Florida high school mass shooting, has really just changed his tone toward guns entirely, and is pushing Republicans and pushing Congress to make some changes to gun laws that I think just a week ago nobody thought were possible. It's really put the president at odds with the National Rifle Association, which is another stunning development, just because the NRA spent $30 million or more to help get Trump elected. And usually what we see after these shootings is sort of Republicans and then the NRA staying on message together and then saying that the laws that are on the books should be enforced, but the new laws won't do anything. Trump is now calling for raising the age limit to buy a long gun from 18 to 21. That's something that the NRA came out against. He is calling to ban bump stocks, which is what the shooter in Las Vegas attached to his gun to help it fire more like an automatic machine gun. The NRA has said they support looking at potential new regulations on bump stocks, but they don't want to see an all-out ban. And Trump is calling for expanding background checks, which that the NRA just supports, sort of bolstering existing background check laws. So just a real stunning sort of turn of events here, where Trump is all of a sudden expressing support for new gun laws.
The only thing he said that the NRA might embrace, I think, would be that having teachers armed and trained right inside
that's
schools.
Right. Yeah, and that seems to be what Trump is focusing the most on right now. It's long been conservatives have always described schools as soft targets or gun-free zones where you're not allowed to carry weapons, and they say that attracts mass shooters who feel like they can just go there and know they're not going to get in a firefight until the cops show up. So Trump's really sort of leaning into that one. He's a big proponent of, he says that the guns shouldn't be just given indiscriminately to teachers. They should go to people with military training or who have been training with firearms that are already working at the schools. But that's one that certainly the NRA is supportive of.
We're speaking with Jonathan Easley, national political reporter at The Hill. What about, I know it's not come up, or the president has said he does not support it necessarily, and that's getting rid of these assault-style rifles, the semi-automatics?
Yeah, well, that's not one that we've gotten to yet. I mean, I think the Democrats did this before years ago, and it didn't work out for them electorally, which now there's sort of a debate going on. Marco Rubio was at the town hall on CNN noting that Democrats don't even support a blanket ban on semi-automatic rifles, which is essentially just would encompass a lot of hunting rifles as well. Now that AR-15 is the gun that the shooter used in this latest mass shooting, and seems to be a popular one among mass shooters. And so that suddenly, you know, we would describe that as an assault rifle. And really, an assault rifle is just a semi-automatic weapon that has had some changes made to it to allow it to shoot more rapidly. So there's going to be a debate on, you know, the difference between semi-automatic rifles and assault-style rifles, but that AR-15 is certainly going to be under scrutiny for being used again in this latest shooting.
If some of these regulations go through, let's just imagine for a moment the age goes up from 18 to 21 to buy a long gun, or bump stocks, you know, essentially get sent packing. Does the NRA then alter political contributions broadly in some way?
I mean, I don't know. That's a question. I mean, Trump tweeted he believes the NRA will get on board with some of these changes. I mean, I don't think they will, but you know, at the end of the day, that could leave them. I mean, I think it's shocking because the NRA is not used to being crossed like this by politicians they support. They're not used to giving an inch.
Thanks, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Easley, national political reporter at The Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.